next coach on the teleconference is Maryland's Matt Canada. Maryland faces Texas on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on FS1. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Having me. We're excited. We're certainly excited to get to the season. Our kids have worked very, very hard preparing, you know, for a tremendous challenge with Texas. Obviously, we're still in the process of grieving Jordan, and our kids are going through that each and every day, but very proud of the way they've stuck together, very proud of how hard they've worked. And again, starting classes yesterday and getting ready to, you know, get into game week and play on Saturday is the best thing could be happening for us, and we're fired up about it.
Thank you, Coach. We'll go ahead and take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following 2 prompts, it will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Bob Putnam, Tampa Bay Times.
Coach, just talk about what Byron Cowart and Trey Watson have added to the team and on the defense since coming on board.
Well, Byron obviously has come in and he's added some, you know, obviously a pass rush, you know, for us on that side of the football. He's a very smart football player. Obviously, I'm on the other side, and you know, he's a very intelligent football player, and he's, you know, brought some experience to the D-line, and he's certainly been a great addition for us. Same with Trey coming in, obviously a guy who's played a lot of football. He's excited to play and has brought some experience, you know, to the linebacker position. So both those guys are added, you know, good additions for us on defense, and we're excited to watch him play.
Okay, thanks so much.
And your next question is from Leo Haggerty at Sports Magazine.
Good afternoon, Coach.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for asking. Coach, hopefully this is a long way off, but when you finally choose to hang up your whistle for the last time in one sentence each, what do you hope that your legacy is as a coach and as a person?
I guess as a coach, I hope that it said that I always put the players first and that we maximized the talent of our players, you know, and got the most out of them on the football field. And as a person, I hope I'm viewed as a hardworking, honest, and loyal person.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck this season.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Adam Zalanka, Washington Times.
Hi, Coach. How are you doing today?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. In discussion of the depth chart that was issued by the media guide today, What do you like as a guy who's an offensive coordinator by trade? What do you like about Lorenzo, Ty, and Jake Funk specifically that fits with your style of running the football?
Well, we're so fortunate to have such good running backs on our team right now, and we're excited about the different ways that we can get those guys to football and the different, you know, different talent level, not necessarily talent levels, but skill sets that each of those guys have. So all those guys have, you know, the three you mentioned have played some football for us, and they can catch the football out of the backfield. They all can protect, and they all are unique runners in what that we ask them to do. So we're excited about all of them, and we're excited to see them on the field. And, again, we're going to see them in different positions than just standing back there behind the quarterback. So we're excited. That's probably one of the most exciting parts about Saturday. I'm excited to watch those guys play and see how they play, you know, when the lights are on and it's time to go against somebody else.
To follow up on that, do you expect or anticipate using 2 or even all 3 of them on the field at once in certain situations?
Yeah, I think you could see that. I think you could see that.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Kevin Allen, USA Today.
Yes, Coach. I just wanted to ask you, given all that's happened this summer at your school, has it been easy or challenging just to get all the players focused on football?
I think the players are excited to focus on football. Certainly, we're going through a grieving process as an entire program. We've been there for, you know, over 2 months now, and dealing with the loss of Jordan, and that is something that every person, every family goes through differently, and our players and our everybody in our program are no different than that. So we're leaning on each other through that process, trying to be there. Some days everybody has a good day or a bad day, so we're trying to pick each other up when somebody is having a bad day. And when dealing with that, our players, I thought, did a great job last week of, you know, speaking on how they want to honor Jordan and the different things they're going to do. And so that's important to them. But when we actually get to play football, you know, it hasn't been that challenging to get to focus on football when we're actually playing football. Obviously, there's other things going on outside of football practice. But when we're here working on football, I think our kids have done as good a job as they possibly could.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one. Your next question is from Ron McNeil, Athletes Unfiltered.
Hey, Coach, when you look back on fall camp, what are some highlights for you that stick out in a good way?
I think how hard our kids have worked. I think they've continued to work hard every day to learn, you know, learn schemes on in all three phases of the game. I think the way we've practiced, we've stayed up, we've stayed healthy, we've practiced well together. I think we've got some good young players, you know, at wideout that have come in here and made some, you know, definitely made some strides for us to notice. And again, we've got great experience up front on the offensive line. Defensively, you look at, you know, some guys on the back end, Brooks and Savage, those kids are certainly leaders for us, and they're playing very well. So I think there's been a lot of good all the way around when we actually focus on football, and that part's been fun. And I'm really excited for those guys just to get to play on Saturday. I think that'll be a great situation, a great opportunity for them.
As someone who's been an OC for the past few years, you're preparing to be a head coach for this first game. What's the biggest adjustment been for you in that switch?
Well, I'm really still focusing on being the offensive coordinator. I mean, that's my primary job. Certainly, you know, as the interim head coach right now or acting head coach, I will have to have more awareness to what's going on when the defense is on the field, which normally isn't a major focus of me, special teams and those types of things. I've spent more time around the defensive players than I certainly probably have in the past, just making, and I've always gotten to know them in time, but certainly that's probably the one thing that's different about my role. As far as the day-to-day things, we've got a great defensive staff, we've got a great special team staff, and those guys are still working and doing their jobs. So all of us are pulling together and carrying our weight and doing what we're supposed to do, and I'm obviously going to have some, you know, appreciate your question, some little changes and things I have to do differently in this role. But for the most part, I'm focusing on offense.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
We can take one last question for Coach Canada.
And your final question is a follow-up from Adam Zelenka, Washington Times.
Thanks. Coach, have you ever coached in FedEx Field before in anything? I doubt that there's been many college games there, just a couple in recent years. And how do you think that environment might be different? I know you haven't personally coached yet in Maryland Stadium, but the players are going to be somewhere that they're not used to for a home game.
Right. Actually, when I was at Indiana in 2010, we played out here and played Penn State.
Okay.
I'm not sure if it was the same stadium or not, but if it was, then I did play in the stadium. But as far, you know, that, which really has no bearing on the players. But to our players, I mean, obviously every stadium you go to is a little bit different. Certainly we don't, you know, it's an advantage for us. It's close for us. You know, we're staying in the same home hotel we always stay in. So the routine for our players will be the same as it is on a home game, other than the bus is going to go to a different spot. Once we get there, obviously you go into a new stadium, you walk around, you look around. Quarterbacks find where the 40-second clock is and make sure everybody understands, you know, the things you have to do to play a football game, and then you just go play. So I don't think it will be any major difference for our guys. Obviously, it's an exciting situation for them to play in a pro stadium like that, and I know they're excited about it. And, again, they're really just excited to play football.
Okay. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks a lot. Have a great one.